Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our work session, the code requirements for room rental tax distributions. Let's start with Ms. Bell.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. I had a question regarding the contracts that we provide to agencies that receive the room rental distribution funds. So I have before you a copy of Section 74-117. Just to highlight a few items on that code, if you go to the B section, it talks about the annual appropriation. On B3, it talks about how much would be distributed annually, and you'll see that Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation is listed at $150,000. Notice that it doesn't say Festival Fairbanks. It says Golden Heart Plaza and Barnett Landing Maintenance for $50,000. And the reason why I highlight that is because we handle Festival Fairbanks differently than we do the other agencies that we're going to talk about contract-wise tonight. And then you'll see discretionary grants at $400,000. And then on B4, you'll see the up to $2.2 million for Fairbanks Convention and Visitors Bureau. If you go down to Section D, it talks about the discretionary grant application. And it states that the grant application and proposal to the city must be presented no later than October the 31st. And the council establishes the criteria, and you establish that criteria under this code, and it's under Section G. And there is a discretionary fund committee that prepares the application in accordance with that criteria. And you can see that's mentioned under G2 about the discretionary fund committee. Under E section on the page 1 of 3, it talks about what any recipient that receives funding under this article must execute a contract with the city setting forth the terms and conditions. And you may recall the beginning of the year, you did Section 1, you added this section, you revised this section to include requirements for those with $100,000 or more, but less than $500,000, and that's under E1. And you also added one for those that receive more than $500,000 or more. And that's just to kind of give you the background on page 1 of 3. On page 2 or 3, I just wanted to call to your attention F. And F kind of addresses what happens with the discretionary grant recipients, that they'll be required to report to the CFO that funds were used exclusively for the purpose stated in the grant application. So there is a contract that we do with discretionary grant applicants. So the first one I wanted to call to your attention behind page 3 of 3 is the first contract that I prepare. And you'll see it has the same language that you find in this code. And this first one is for the one that I prepare for Fairbanks Convention and Visitors Bureau. And it just states what the purpose of the agreement. It kind of references back this code that I provided for you in Section 74-117. It talks about the roles and responsibilities. And that is when I bring in the language that you have in the code of what they're required to do, that by no later than September the 1st or unless otherwise extended by a resolution by the council, that they have to have a financial audit of the prior year's activities. And then it states no later than November 1st of each year, unless otherwise extended by resolution of the council, that they have a budget, wage, and salary information. And you see it has that same language that's in that 74-117. And we talk about the payment schedule and the duration of the agreement. And this agreement is only for 1 year for that, for these particular contracts. And you'll note at the top is this one was the 2024 contract memorandum of agreement. And behind that, you'll see the one for FEDCO, Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation.
Isn't it for Fairbanks now?
They're still officially, they're doing business as.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, and the next page you'll see is for FEDCO. And it has the same type of language. The only difference is the roles and responsibilities. Because they're getting more than $100,000 but less than $500,000, you'll see that their roles and responsibilities are slightly different. Whereas they have to have their, they have to have before the council September the 1st of each year. And it just kind of brings out the information and requirements of them, what they have to do as far as to meet them. The last one I wanted you to see is what the discretionary fund grant, and I'll just kind of mention to you that this process is handled by the discretionary fund committee, and they set up the parameters for the application in line with what's in the code. And they may make some changes, but as a recipient of the grant, you do get a certain portion within code 90%. We have them to sign this contract that states that they're gonna spend the funds within what's in their application, that they're gonna report on those funds by October the 31st. Once we get this form back, then we issue the 90%. And then the very last page of this packet is what they're required to provide to our office, along with all the supporting documents for that is in line with what they've been authorized to spend based on their application. And they provide this report and the attachment documents by October the 31st. So the question that came before me is what kind of requirements do we have for these agencies? We put on them no more than what is stipulated within the code. And I, one of the questions that I had was, well, how do we add more to requirements or get some goals? And I felt like this was the setting for that, to address that question. I can put on them only what you instruct me to put on them and or what is in the code, or both, and or. And so I leave that to the council.
FEDCO, we want them to have a independent certified public accountant review. That could get pretty expensive. Is there a section in the code that requires that?
Yes, it is.
Can you just point that out to me?
Sure. If you go to page 1 of 3 of the code, and E1 talks about if you receive more than $100,000 but less than $500,000. Yep. And this was something that was added. A review is not as expensive as a audit, but it does have an independent certified public account reviewing it and preparing the statements.
Do you know how much that usually runs?
It depends on a lot of factors go into a reviewed statement. It depends on the way the records are presented to that CPA. I've seen some as low as $10,000 and some that runs a little bit higher than that.
Do you happen to know if the borough asks them to do an audit or some sort of review as well?
When we were addressing this part of the code, and I approached them about what they had in their documents, they said financial, that they have to have, they don't require audit or or review, but they do require some level of testing. They didn't have it in their language. It was a while since I've asked them that question. But when we before we changed this section, I had that question of them, and they gave me the language that they had.
They get a great deal more from the borough, do they not?
Yes.
Okay.
No, they don't. They receive less money.
Fedco?
Fedco?
No, they do Fedco.
And that's who I had in mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Ringstead.
So on your discretionary grant form, we're running through that. The second page, approved expenditures. Are those approved expenditures for the coming year or for the year that was completed?
Okay, the way the discretionary grant works is they're doing the review process and the applications were due October 31. And they'll do the presentations, they'll do the awards. In fact, I think they're scheduled to do that this week. And when they do that award, it is for 2025. So once they award it in 2024 for 2025, then these expenses have to be done from January 1 to October 31. So they have that window to expend those funds. Right.
Mm-hmm. So who approves them?
The committee. The way it works is the committee reviews the application and they give an award. And once they give an award to an agency, then you approve it and the first council meeting in January through a resolution. You'll have a list of agencies and award.
Mm-hmm. I just, having not looked at these before, I mean, it just, running through it quickly, it wasn't clear to me.
Right.
I mean, hopefully it's clear to everybody else in the
I'm glad you're asking the questions.
It wasn't clear to me if mm-hmm. this was something, okay, we're going to come back before you get your final 10%. We're going to see what you did, but it's not.
No, it is ahead of time.
So
they're issued 90%. In January, after we get the first page, they're issued 90%. And then in order for them to get the remaining balance, they have to submit their reports, all supporting documents, by October 31. And that's in accordance with the code.
Ms. Sprinkle.
Okay. I know that you highlighted the Golden Heart Plaza Barnett because that is considered a contract to Festival Fairbanks.
Yes.
That's distinctively different.
It is different. It is not to an agency. Those funds are for a specific purpose. So we handle that when, like, we handle that like our vendors. They have to bill us every month, invoice us every month. We provide a purchase order in accordance with this code. And then they are billed. It's not like, it's not similar to Fedco and Explore Fairbanks that get a payment every month because of the way that the code is stating that they get so much a month.
Okay, so that the contract is different, it's a different animal, and we were using the word writing a contract for Fedco. You're saying it's not a contract, it's a pass-through. Really, right?
No, it's still it's a memorandum of agreement with Fedco and with Explore Fairbanks. And there's a sort of an agreement with the discretionary fund grantee.
But we have no leeway in directing what we want to have done by looking at this single piece of paper.
And that's the purpose of this meeting.
Okay, because that's really what I find. I mean, all the audits, all the reviews is great, but this does not do anything to say, here's what, as a city, we want millions of dollars to do for us.
That is correct.
Okay.
You know,
I just want that out there.
A touchy situation. That's what they have a board for. It's their direction. It's economic. That's why we have people on the board. I put Crystal on there instead of myself. And if we don't like the results, we can pull the money.
Say that again. If we don't like the results,
we can pull the money. It's up to an annual appropriation. But I try to.
But we pay
stay
forward.
Away from micromanagement.
I understand.
You might like it, but I don't.
You don't like what we're asking right now.
No, I don't like micromanagement of an entity like that. That
Understood.
Has a very good board.
And I'm not here to judge a board.
Okay.
I'm merely saying that the process seems really undirected. Although there's a board, we've talked about the ardor, a lot. So there's nothing in here that says we would love that.
I would disagree with you, because how many times have they been in here in the last 12 months giving us reports and updates and the ardor? I mean, they're very active and engaged with us.
Verbally, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. And boy, do we tell them what we think when they're not doing what we think they should be doing. We do that.
We are paying forward, I guess, is the thing I'm asking.
Yeah.
And without having that ability to say, we want this money to do something, I mean, generally, we have a contract that says, here's what we want. So that's the conversation I wanted to have here.
Okay.
I feel vulnerable and maybe a little worried, because that's we're asking for a big jump in action.
Mr. Barney.
Well, a couple of comments. You know, when we got into this a couple of years ago, those dollar amounts were set 20 years ago. And so the first thing I saw was my lifestyle has changed in 20 years. So that's why we adjusted these numbers. Golden Heart Plaza also receives discretionary fund money. They put in applications just like everybody else and are funded for additional funds. The third thing I have is I have an agency that has, over the 4 years that I've been chair of that committee, that constantly has issues late, turning their paperwork in at 5 o'clock on the 31st. And some of my members of my committee, we've had conversation about maybe we place them in that category that goes directly to the mayor from $100,000 to $500,000. I don't know what the process is. What process is that to do that?
You would have to change the code, Section B of this code, and add them to it as a distributed annually, and what that agency is and the amount.
Write it up as an ordinance, two hearings, two readings, discussion.
Okay.
Depending what you want to do. Yes, Mr. Chard.
Part of the reason that Explore Fairbanks and Fedco are separated out from the rest of the discretionary grants is because of the purpose of the room tax. So I'm not sure exactly which organization you're talking about or what they do, but to the extent that what they do fits the purpose of the room tax, I think it would be appropriate to put them into that category.
Well, Mr. Marty, why don't you bring up the issue of what happened?
Well, we had, I call him a heavy hitter, and that's the Arts Association. And a couple of years ago, I think it was the same issue. Well, they had made a mistake on their application, so they got denied. But this year, they knocked on the window. You know, Danny shuts the office down at 5 o'clock. They were at the window at 5:02.
Oh.
And we have changed the policy. The committee has changed the policy that we do not accept applications after 5 o'clock. That's new for this year. But the next day, they came and actually pulled their application and withdrew it.
You know, everyone is different, but they all have the same guidelines.
It's not. And it's an agency that serves the city quite well.
Ms. Sprinkle.
So you're chairing that committee. That money's coming in as a bed tax. It's not general fund or anything like that. Could be, but you're saying that money. Oh yeah.
You know,
you can't reward. If, I can't. You can't reward.
You know something?
That.
What you can do? Oh. This is a thought. You can appropriate approximately $80,000 less, and give it to me as a contingency fund, and I can give it to them. Just a thought.
I think it's more than that, isn't it?
Every agency dreams high. We've had a new one this year that I requested, they probably put an application in, because I think it benefits the city and the borough, and they went for $100,000, and they've never got a Fund One from us. And we only have $400,000 to give out. Mm-hmm. They're in anywhere from, I'd say, $70,000 to $80,000, this agency that we're talking about.
Ugh, that's so painful.
Ms. Therrien, then Mr. Ringstead.
When we give $150,000 to Fedco and it costs 15% of them to have a independent certified public accountant review that, that just seems like it's taking a lot of money out of the grant. And I don't know whether or not anybody else feels like that. Maybe we could change, if it's $150,000 or more, that they could provide all this stuff but not have to have a certified public accountant. It seems a lot of money, $10,000.
Mr. Ringstead.
Valerie, on your thought, they one of the problems we figured out a few months back is they hadn't done an audit in over 4 years. They're spending $5 million of government money, and they hadn't done an audit in 4 years.
You're talking Explore Fairbanks, right?
So that's where we get into the what do we require? When we went to Explore Fairbanks or Fedco, we recognized that they don't get enough money to spend that kind of money. That the other, but we still want something done, and so the next lower standard and cheaper standard was do the review that Margarita was talking about, and so that's why we put a standard in and pushed Explore Fairbanks to get their audits. Yeah. Now Fedco, I think, was doing their audits. And I think that they've been this, I don't know what they've been spending, but it's kind of this is not really a change, I don't think, for them. They've been doing that all along, I think. Let me ask you, Margarita, a different subject. Look at this idea as well. Someplace else. This all comes out of our budget somewhere, right? On the math on your formula you've got there on page one, I'm looking at our budget, and we're projecting $5 million worth of room rental taxes, right?
Yes.
So in this formula, I say we take off $600,000, which is these items here, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that gets us to 4.4. off the top, then, Explore Fairbanks gets 2.2. So there's then the other 2.2 that's left over is what we split. We take a 1.1 and they get an additional 1.1. So they're getting $3.3 million.
They're getting projection. When we're looking at a $5 million, if you have your budget book on page 53, kind of breaks out how much. Because the city gets 23%. And then the city gets 7%, but it has to be for a specific purpose, which is the room tax projects. And that's 7% of that.
Well, tell me how my math doesn't work according to the formula we have here.
And then we get 50%.
Okay, so
There's 23% that the city gets.
Well, where does it say 23% here?
It's above it.
Okay, so we get 23%.
Yeah.
Off the top.
Off the top.
That's different than the part down here.
We get 23%, right.
Okay.
You want to take that. And then we get another 7%. That 7% is very specific.
Okay.
And you'll see that right underneath room tax distributions. You have room tax projects beneath that.
Right.
And that's where 7%.
Well, I just was trying to do the math and the formula here.
Right.
So I didn't take that off the top. Okay. Ms. Sprinkle.
Okay, so once upon a time, Margarita and I sat down, looked at the amount of money that the borough took in for property value. The city takes 33% of it. In the end, once we got our formulas worked through, the city paid one-third of the $350,000 that the borough gives to Fedco through property taxes. In addition, we add another $150,000. I think, right?
Yeah.
So we put a fair number of dollars into this, and I When we had our very quick overview with Fedco, it had, I mean, it was very, very fast, but, you know, the projects that they choose, again, to your point, the city, or sorry, the board has to direct them, but I think some of those seemed very weak to me and not of great value. So those are the things I'm concerned about. To say after the fact, we didn't like what you did, we're not going to give you any money, seems not the way to go. Although I hear what you're telling us, let's not micromanage. How do we say to them, enough of lemonade stands and I don't know, but I, how do we do that?
You want me to reappoint you to the board and take Crystal off?
No, no, I'm not. No, I'm
That's
having
what it sounds like you want to do.
I'm having a conversation. I feel like it's something we should think about. And maybe Crystal can talk to that.
Ms. Crystal,
I know that we have talked a couple of times about maybe giving, having a contract or giving some direction. I think both are great ideas. I do think that that board would be open. Like if there was something, which we've talked about maybe having a work session with, like, what is it that we want to ask from that board? I mean, if there was a direction that we wanted to give them, I think that they'd be very open to that. We've just not done that. Whether that's in the form of like an actual contract saying we need this, this, and this, or we just want to sit around and talk about what we want to see, and I carry that with me. I mean, I think either would work. Really, the only things in the last year or so, you know, we have met with the airport talking about bringing in more freight, and we've had quite a few meetings on that. But aside from that one subject, and now the ARDR, which I think in the future, hopefully we'll see a resolution, you know, supporting that direction. But aside from those two big things, there really hasn't been conversation of what we would like to work on, which I'm happy to champion any idea that we might have for that board. We just haven't really had those conversations.
Well, that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is the first time in years we're having conversations with them with the direction. You know, the getting more cargo landings at the airport was big with me, and they're getting that. Me and Crystal would go out there. Now they're doing the ARDR. This is all within the last year and a half. Big changes for them. And so whatever you're thinking you want to do with them, meet with them. It's they're very open, like Crystal said. Yeah. Mr. Marnie, then Mr. Ringstead.
Well, my thought on this is, if they run with this ARDR that is given to them, hopefully by the borough, I don't think $150,000 is going to be enough to get that lifted off. I see we some kind of have a bonus type thing. Well, you start giving, you know, we see economic development start going, you know, bazong, and we honor them with more money.
Mm-hmm. And once, we hopefully they will get the ARDR, and once they do, that's a whole different plan we have to talk with them about again. I mean, that's a whole different plan. So again, more conversations, and we have been engaging them quite well. And the thing about it is whatever you think of today, in a year or three, there will be a new city council, maybe a new mayor, thinking of other things. So trying to put something concrete today might not be working 2 to 3 years as what a future council might want to see. That's why I'm sort of a minimalist on oversight, but I still work with them to get those things I believe are important. Ms. Sprinkle.
Okay, I love what you're saying.
That's right. I'm trying to get figured through the process, which makes sense. We've got a legal contract we've got to work through. I think in the 2 years I've been sitting here, Fedco comes and tells us what they've done, but we don't have that back and forth of here's what we'd like. So I don't know how that works.
Well, you have six. Yeah, you have six people here, and the question is, what do six people like? Good luck with that.
Well, do we, to the point where do we have Jomo come back? Do we have a conversation with him? Do we talk amongst ourselves?
My thought would be, yes, we are. Let's see what happens with the ARDR first. And then as the ARDR takes shape, if it does, then we start working with them quite harder, I guess would be the term, and saying, okay, what are your plans for it now? What are you doing? This is development now, parts of Fairbanks, downtown Fairbanks. What is your mission now? You have this. So it develops. Ms. Therrien, then Mr. Ringstead.
I just had a question for the attorney. People have been saying if they don't do these reports that we're not going to give them the money, but it's already in code. Can we withhold the money if they don't get their report done? Or is it they are supposed to receive the money and we give them some leeway on the report?
Code says they have to do it.
So Section 74117E, that's on the handout that Margarita gave you, talks about this is what puts the requirement in place. Any recipient of funding under this article must execute a contract with the city, mm-hmm. setting forth the terms and conditions deemed necessary to enable. So I think that if they set that contract up and didn't follow the contract, just like any other contractor, if they had a material breach of the agreement, we would be able to take action and then duke it out with them.
Well, it does say unless otherwise extended by resolution of the city council. So if they had a problem, they could ask us.
And in fact, that's happened recently where there was a deliverable. It was going to be difficult for the contractor to meet that deliverable. They asked for some lenience with the city council. Council provided that, and then they delivered within that extended period.
And my other question is, I think that Sue is asking that we have a work session with FEDCO just to see what they're doing, what we can do to help them with this ardor.
Yeah, I'm willing to do that, but I want to see what's going on with their ardor first and schedule around that. Have it all at once.
Does that happen? That doesn't happen right
away. I've been asked to help draft a resolution for the council's consideration to support the ARDR, and I've been working with JOMO on that. So I would anticipate that might be something that you might see soon. And then to the mayor's point, it would be an excellent launching pad for a good discussion.
Fantastic. That's great.
Mr. Ringstead.
So the ARDR coming forward, it's pretty broad. I mean, obviously, we've had an ARDR in Fairbanks for, 20 years, never done a thing. It could come out and do nothing. I mean, it could come out and replace FEDCO altogether.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be, we have no idea where this thing's going to wind up. As I understand it, some of the ARDRs that have been successful raise a lot of money on grants. It's not just government funded. I would hope that whoever starts running this thing is going to go out and do that. That was the original hope with FEDCO. They would go out and get private money somewhere. But I think it might get to the point to where they're actually doing a lot of exactly what we want. But as time goes by, from year to year, the needs might change, and I think what we want might change. Whether it's the ARDR, or whether it's FEDCO, whether it's both, I think what we have to do is have some discussion and some thought, not just at budget time, but throughout the year. Here's something that's come up that we need to work on, and we would like you to go work on it and have those discussions. I mean, it's kind of a tough deal to deal with our open meetings law. We can't just have a conversation and get a consensus of the council unless we've done all the formalities. So. I think maybe what we ought to think about is periodically through the year, whoever our board member is on this or when the ARDR gets going, when it gets going, that we need to periodically talk about that.
What I would like each individual city council member to do is take the report that they gave us and review it and then say, okay, I like this. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? What are you doing here? Use that as a basis to start your inquiry, as I'd call it. So when we do meet with them, and we will meet with them. Any other questions? Mr. Clearworth, finally.
Margarita, what do you want from us from this meeting?
This meeting was requested by Ms. Sprinkle. She inquired about the contract and whether or not we, what that contract looks like, what type of information can go into the contract. And so the purpose for this meeting is to share with you as a council what the requirements are, what those contracts look like, where I'm getting that information. And I believe Ms. Sprinkle was looking to see if there's more that can be added to the contract.
Mr. Ringstead.
I think part of the concern, and I mean, if I were to read this as one of the vendors trying to get money out of this, I mean, there are two big contracts. All they say is go promote tourism and economic development, do whatever you want with the money. And I think that's the gray area that we need to at some point be somewhat village vigilant and say, okay, are they doing what we think that we want them to do? The contract is very broad and basically gives them the ability to do whatever they want. So I think that's where part of the concern was, Sue, with you, that they, I mean, what's to keep them from just sitting on a beach somewhere and having meetings, you know? I think, but that's, you're going to have continual dialogue with your contractors if you're going to want it to work right.
Ms. Sprinkle.
It's very fluid. I don't know how you do it. We've never really addressed it in these contracts. It seems very vague. And it, so far it's working, but I just wanted to ask the question of our council, and I appreciate your allowing that to happen because I think it's very helpful for us.
Mr. Clayworth.
Actually, question for Lonnie. Does your group look at these annual reports and the expenditures in some detail?
Of each of the applicant?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes through Margarita's office first and hits the committee. And yeah, I've got some pretty sharp people on that committee that will, that likes to drill down. I got a great committee.
And when you're done, do you go through the process you just went through to see if there was any recommendations for changes from us or from the code or something like that?
Not really. You guys have to approve what we gave out.
We do.
I mean, that whole process comes through the council.
If I could interject, as far as the annual report, it's reviewed in the finance department, the detailed records. But a part of their application is a copy of that document. So if an applicant applied the prior year, the committee members are looking to see if they did spend it within what they had applied for in the prior year. But when it comes to all the details, the committee doesn't look at that unless they provide it as a part of their application, which they are requested not to. The other thing is they do a wrap-up meeting where they do look at and consider any changes that they might need to make in the process, as well as they look at it again before they start the process in the next year.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
Mr. Martin.
Just in closing, I think since I sat on the board for Explore Fairbanks, I think the only way I can measure their performance is by the amount of income they bring in. You know, how much money room tax goes from this year to next year, and they're forecasting another 5% increase next year. So that's, you know, I hate to say it, but it's revenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else? Seeing none, we're adjourned.